What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giant Nation podcast. Guys, I decided to come back on here just because, listen up. Guys, something crazy happened today. I didn't believe it at first, because if this update was happening, you know, if it really happened, which it actually did, I really had to look it up. I had to do my research, and the New York Giants just made a really good deal. They got a player who I wanted from the 2020 NFL draft, or 2019. I think he came out of the 2019 draft or the 2020 draft. You guys let me know on that, but this is a guy who I wanted, you know, out of Clemson. And no, I'm not talking about Trenton Simpson, you know, even though it would have been crazy if the Giants would have got him. But you guys know how I always say, if you want to have a successful football player, you gotta make sure that the guy that you're getting fits your system. Like we all saw for example, the 49ers quarterback situation. You know, it's very obvious. And look, I'm not trying to say Trey Lance isn't a talented quarterback, because he is. He is a talented quarterback, but the reason why he's not succeeding in Kyle Shanahan's offense is not because of his talent. It's because he doesn't fit in Kyle Shanahan's system. You know, that's why there's a lot of talk about the 49ers. There's a good chance that not 49ers might trade him. So we're gonna see what happens with that. But the Giants traded a player. The Giants traded a player who I really wanted. This is a guy who I still believe is in his prime, even though he didn't have a good time in Arizona. And no, it's obviously not DeAndre Hopkins. It's definitely not Kyler Murray. I'm talking about linebacker Isaiah Simmons. Yes, the New York Giants traded their 7th round pick for this young man, and I love it. He's clearly going to be, I mean, it's very understandable why Joe Shane made this move, because there's been a lot of talk and a lot of questions on who's going to be starting at the second linebacker position, you know. And no one knew if it was Darian Beavers. No one knew if it was going to be Micah McFadden, because obviously those two are trying to fight for the inside linebacker spot. So Joe Shane went out of his way and he took this guy He's clearly a great addition to this defense, because you can use Isaiah Simmons in any way as possible. You know, you can use him in coverage. You can use him in any blitz package. You know, you can use him as a high safety, a low safety. He can do it all. You know, if you go back and look at his highlights in Clemson. You know, he was used a lot in Clemson, and that's what made him so special. You know, I didn't, like, you got, yeah. I mean, I said this, I said this when, you know, I said this way back, you know, when he was, when this guy was in the combine, I was like, I want him. Like, he would be a huge addition. Like, this guy would be a, he would have been one of the best defensive players the Giants would have had, you know, because he was that talented. But now the Giants got him. Like, I couldn't believe it. I literally had to look at other people's, you know, I'm not a Twitter type of guy, but I literally had to go to Twitter, and I had to find out if this was for real, and it was. A lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people love the move. I love the move. Just because I'm not trying to say he's a Micah Parsons type of defensive player, you know, but he's very talented, you know, he's a Wink Martindale type of defender. You can use him inside the box, outside the box. He can dominate in both categories, you know. So I'm excited. It's very obvious that the Giants are going to start him. I mean, this guy has experience. He has experience. You know, he's a very talented defensive player, and now you're going to add him to one of the best linebackers. And Bobby Okereke, that's going to be a great linebacker duo. You know, the Giants, I think it's very, look, I don't care anymore. The Giants defense, the Giants are going to have a top 10 defense at best. I mean, you add two really good linebackers with a furious defensive line and a secondary that's going to be top notch. I'm excited. Wink Martindale is going to scare a lot of opposing offenses. Should be scared. They should be. I love the move. This guy, I love it. So obviously this is how the whole thing started. So Isaiah Simmons, he was entering. So this was supposed to be his last year with the Cardinals, you know. But the Cardinals declined his fifth year option earlier this offseason. New head coach Jonathan Gannon elected to move on from Isaiah Simmons, who, you know, has never settled into one specific role since arriving in the Cardinals. In Arizona, when Jonathan Gannon arrived, according to some sources, Isaiah Simmons had one request. You know, Isaiah Simmons told, this is what Isaiah Simmons said, according to the Arizona Cardinals organization. He was saying, I told them I didn't want to play linebacker. I felt more comfortable getting back to things I had done in the past. And that's what I'm talking about right there. Isaiah Simmons, he's not used to just playing one role. You know, he's used to playing every role on the defense. Go back to his days in Clemson. That's how he was used. You know, so literally just days ago, Jonathan Gannon claimed that he liked what he had seen from Isaiah Simmons. You know, Jonathan Gannon this is what he said. He said he's been reliable back there, which is the first trait of a safety to me. He's in the right spot all the time. He shows range and some hitting ability, a little bit of coverage ability, downhill striking ability. Long way to go, but I like where he is at. You know, I mean, guys, this kid is Isaiah Simmons. He's still pretty young. He's only 25 years old. You know, he hasn't missed a game in his entire NFL career. He started 37 times, Over the past three seasons, he has accumulated 258 total tackles, 7.5 sacks, 7 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 4 interceptions. Now, Isaiah Simmons lined up in the slot on 45.6% of defensive snaps last season. He played down in the box for the majority of his remaining snaps. But it's very obvious that he saw snaps at free safety and cornerback as well. You know, and I think Wink Martindale right there has always executed high rates of man coverage. I'm assuming what Wink Martindale is going to do, he's going to use Isaiah Simmons' athleticism, you know, and man coverage, you know. So Isaiah Simmons' athleticism should be put to good use covering in space, you know. And also, the Cardinals play the Giants in week 2 of the regular season. You know, if I had to give this trade, if I had to grade this trade, I would give this, I'm gonna give this a B+. I love the trade. Well, here's my whole reason why I'm giving this whole trade a B+. The trade does not move the needle in either direction very much. Isaiah Simmons, this guy, he is an intriguing fit for Wink Martindale's defensive goals, but he has proven little to this point in his career. His skill set allows the Giants to match different personnel groups. You know, my grade for the Cardinals, I'll give him a C+. I mean, if Arizona had determined Isaiah Simmons was not a fit for what they wanted to do on defense, then getting anything in return for him is a positive. However, it's impossible to shake the sunk cost of a first-round pick. The return on investment is rather low, you know. So that's all I gotta say. I think the Giants, they're clearly gonna win this game. The Giants, they're gonna win this deal, you know, just because they're the more talented team, you know. And Isaiah Simmons, he's going to flourish under this defense because Wink Martindale, he's going to, you know, because Wink Martindale, he's one of the top defensive coordinators in the league. He knows how to use big-time players like Isaiah Simmons, you know. And Wink Martindale, he's going to use him well because Isaiah Simmons is a Wink Martindale type of guy. Because Isaiah Simmons, he loves to attack the offensive line. You can use him in coverage, you know, and like I said, that's where he dominates at, you know. So I'm excited. This Giants defense is going to be, and look, I understand the NFL regular season hasn't started yet, but just seeing how this defense is shaping out to be, the Giants are going to have a top 10 defense. Point blank, period. What did I tell you guys? I said I would not be surprised if Joe Shane goes in free agency and addresses the linebacker position, you know. And he did just that, you know. So, yeah. But yeah, the Giants. So I think the Giants defense is up. You know, they addressed the secondary. Now the secondary, we're gonna see. Now preseason's still gonna happen. Obviously, we're gonna see what will happen with Darian Beavers and Mike McFadden. You know, so this defense is going to be exciting to watch. You know, so. Yeah, Isaiah Simmons, he's officially a New York football giant. So, that's all I gotta say about that. That's all I gotta say. Let me know how you guys feel about the trade. Giants fans, let me know how you guys feel about it. I'm pretty sure you guys are excited. You know, we got a star in our hands. Isaiah Simmons, welcome to New York. But yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Yeah, like I said before, give me your thoughts on the trade, and I'll get right back at you guys. Yeah, so far that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more lists, or I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants, or if there are any updates, I'll keep you guys updated about that as well. And if I have any lists, I'll keep you guys updated. I'll keep you guys updated about that as well too. And if there's any comments or questions you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the comment section, and yeah, I am free all day to answer or talk about anything you guys want to talk about or want me to answer about. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.